Okay.
Good evening. February the 26th, 2024, Monday, 10:30 p.m. We're going to have a podcast with different various topics, issues, and articles.
Okay.
What are your topics for today?
Well, the first one is in Philadelphia. The prisoner escaped officers at the hospital while still handcuffed at Temple University Episcopal Hospital at 10 E3 High Avenue. They have not caught him yet.
Mm.
All right.
Yeah, so we have an escapee around Center City, Philadelphia.
Yes, and he was at a mental hospital.
Oh, wow.
That's where the Episcopal is now.
Oh, okay.
All right. Now, the next one is this. A Kansas bank lost my valuable deposits and tried to blame me. Even cops couldn't assist help. Finally, help did come. It originally was her safe deposit box. It was missing. What happened was the bank had closed down and moved somewhere else to a new location and left her, as well as other people's safe deposit boxes, in the old bank that was abandoned. Okay, which is dangerous because somebody could have went in there, and we don't, and the bank does not have all the information of the safety deposit banks boxes that are still left at the old abandoned bank. Okay. And the bank is acting like the new bank that got a new place is acting like they don't know what happened. They're not interested because the new banks in Kansas City are not having safety deposit boxes rooms because they don't have the room. They don't want them anymore. So they're not even acting like they care anymore.
All right, so let's unpack this real quick.
Okay.
Why should the new bank care about the old bank?
Well, actually, when they transferred over to a new bank, they knew people's safety deposits.
No, that's not. The question was, why should the new bank care about the old bank and the old bank safety deposit boxes when the new bank don't have them? That's what I'm saying. Nothing more than that.
Okay, well, if the new bank does not have room, which they don't care.
Okay. That's all I was saying. I mean, not really. It don't have to be a but. I mean, it's just that they really won't and don't care.
And that's correct.
But go ahead, you're going to say but.
But the people who, you know, you had to pay for safety deposit boxes every month. Okay, they are receiving payment for the storage.
Yeah, the old bank, not the new bank. The new bank ain't.
No, it's the same bank, but they moved to a new location.
Right, but what I'm saying is if the new bank don't have to put the boxes, why would they even care?
They don't. They didn't. But they was supposed to notify.
And how do we know they didn't notify them?
They said they did not notify them.
Oh.
But they should have notified them because this lady, she had her birth certificates in it. Her title deed to her house, her mortgage payments, and people put important things in Kansas in the safety deposit box to be safe.
So nobody ever learned how to buy a safe and put their important stuff in a safe in their house? Because if you got important stuff at the bank, then that means you got people in your house that you don't trust.
All right. Correct.
Oh.
But the bank is sure still left.
So it's the bank fault, right?
Well, actually, the bank says it's not their fault because they threw away the information that said that the people had safety deposit boxes in that old location. So it's left up to the individuals in Kansas to find out where their safety deposit boxes are and do it still have what was in it. Because the police will not do anything about it.
Because they can't. But that makes sense to me. Do that make sense to you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure it made sense. That's all.
Because the police were saying this, that...
The police can't get in that bank because it's an old bank. They ain't got the keys to all of the stuff.
That's correct.
So to call the police is almost a waste of time. They could go be doing something else.
They could have. Okay. Well, let's go on to the next one. In Missouri, a teenager was struggling to find size 23 shoe. He is 6'5". He weighs 380 pounds, and he's 16 years old. So he got on Facebook, and Shaq seen him. So Shaq decided.
That's what I was about to say. You better call Shaq, because that's the only person who wears size 22 that I ever heard of.
Yes, he sent him 3 boxes full of clothes.
Damn.
And 20 pairs of shoes and goodies for him and his little brother. Because nobody else wears that big of a shoe. And he's not even...
You got to order them special.
And they are expensive.
Right now, at this point, sneaks are expensive anyway.
Yeah, but size 23 is a special order.
Yep. We're definitely...
Here's the next one we were talking about the other day. Reverend Al Sharpton blasts Trump for saying black people identify with being indicted and will vote for him. Well, that's his opinion.
Yes, he's entitled to his opinion.
That's correct.
That brings me to this question. So that thing I told you to watch, did you watch it?
Yes, I did.
And what'd you think about it?
Well, I think it was different. It is talking about things that people are doing now in this generation of millennials and how they respond to things. And again, people need to not respond to what people think or see, but they need to own up to their own feelings and what is motivating them. Not that social media has such a point in their life. They need to think for themselves. Because social media is only to benefit social media. And people have a brain.
Well, a lot of people now get a lot of views and they get paid. So that lady, she has social media and all that different things, and she was giving her opinion on a lot of different things. I wanted to know about what you thought her opinions and some of the things she said, because some of the stuff she said was just like, whoa. But some of the people do get paid off social media, so.
Social media is a business.
Yeah. For some people, not for everybody. Some people just want
to... No, but I'm saying it is a enterprise. And a lot of people...
There's a lot of YouTubers that get paid.
Yes. And I'm saying that the people is a business. And in a business, you do as a business orchestrate you sometimes to go do and be. Now, your opinion of that is private, or you can vent it out to social media. But social media is not looking out for the average person because of it being a business. Yeah. Now, their opinions only going to sway those who have not made up their mind or thought pattern or suggestions of their own. Because social media says so many things, right, wrong, and yet the person is there to sway people for their opinion of what they're doing. Not caring one way or the other if it's right and should be done, or the results of things that's happening.
Right. That was an interview, though.
I understand, but it still was...
In any interview, it's only opinions. The person.
That's what I'm getting ready to say.
But not to say you had to sway people, because it's just your opinion. You might not care. Basically, what she said, she don't care what nobody else think about what she felt, because she said they can go do some X, Y, Z, and all this other stuff that she said.
I understand, but it's still the general idea of social media is opinions of what's going on.
Right, but some of it is facts, too, because some of the...
Yeah, but
it depends on who's doing what, because some people got pranks on their thing, and some people's just talking knowledge that you don't get from school or nothing else. Some people talking about the Bible. It's a lot of different things on the internet, good and bad, you know what I mean? TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube.
Well, that's where you should be knowing that it starts off as opinionated thoughts.
Right, but see, some of the teenagers and any younger kids, they don't know that.
That's what I'm getting ready to say.
But some people in their 20s don't even know it.
No, because social media is impressive to people's minds. It's like a form of brainwashing. Okay. Now, I like to say this. You see, this back in the day, people had from different countries used to use propaganda in their country to persuade people to what they wanted them to go do and be. And people had no thought of their own. That's what we call propaganda. Okay.
Right, but back in the day, we ain't had the internet neither. You could get
that's
some,
right, you but get the some, countries.
But you can get some factual stuff off the internet. That's why, like, some countries ban the internet, so you can't find out what's going on with the outside world. With the outside world, think of yuck. With the outside world, think of how they perceive you and your country. You see what I'm saying? Because, like, how, if you ever watch the news, well, with the fire sticks down and all the other things, you can watch different news. So if you watch the news, one time I was watching one of the news, and it was talking about America. So it wasn't American news, but the way they perceive America is quite so different from the way, I guess, well, I never thought about how people see America, but how we see it and how Americans are so hated is, you know, if you watch another country's news, you'd be very surprised. That's all I can say.
Okay. Well, here's something. In California, a former cop turned marijuana pot farmer brags he is a bigger dealer than anyone sitting in prison because he does what he does because it's legal.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, like I said, that's like anything else. People say selling drugs is illegal, that's because they can't get taxes. But then, just like the prohibition, people were selling alcohol and it was illegal. Then once they made it legal and Budweiser started selling it, you know, there's no problem. But all these people who went to jail for selling weed, it's kind of like a funny thing. Like, you would be a mad person if you got a lot of time in jail for weed. And now you see the dispensaries are selling weed. If you sold weed and got arrested, you would be very upset.
Okay. All right, the next one is Doritos are urgently recalled from Tesco and Poundland after packages blunder meant that they could be deadly. Tangy cheese flavor. Do not eat them. Call the police and immediately go to the hospital. For more information, call 800-274-7777. Okay. Now here's another one. The military families are bracing for another government shutdown. That's because they will not get paid. Okay?
Why did they not get paid?
Because that's part of the shutdown.
Oh, right. Well, you know how the rules go.
Well, that's why people are getting ready. Because the shutdown is supposed to start March the 18th.
Well, they might not. Like I said, they ain't shut down last year, so they don't.
That's
wanna,
right,
they
but
don't
I'm
really
saying.
Want to shut down either because they want to get money too.
Yeah. So. And this is an election time.
Mm-hmm. We got some holidays about to come up. We got Easter in March. Mm-hmm. We got Mother's Day in May. So it's a lot of holidays. So they gonna let's see how what happens.
Well, they say it will be a partial shutdown.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I ain't think they wanted to shut it all the way down where nobody wouldn't get no money. They won't get no money.
Well, if they do that, it'll be a revolt.
Yeah, because ain't nobody going to have no money, so.
That's right. And if they think they have trouble with supermarkets being empty and people robbing people, you will help them get it done. Because the people that work for them is not going to go home hungry.
Yeah, but they won't.
And no food.
Excuse me, it wouldn't be the first revolt that we ever had in America.
No, it will not. We've had plenty of them.
Oh, so, probably, so they know how to handle revolts then, I guess.
Yes. Mm. All right, 6 county swath of northern Pennsylvania will now shut down and have no more maternity care.
Oh, wow, that's for pregnant people.
Yes. In that county.
Mm-hmm.
So they say 6 of those in that county hospitals will not have maternity, so they have to find somewhere else to go.
Mm.
All right. Thousands strayed on cruise ship by a possible cholera outbreak.
What cruise ship is this?
It is the Norwegian cruise ship.
Okay, yeah.
They say cholera infections can cause severe diarrhea, dehydration, but it is fatal.
Mm-hmm.
All right, they had it back in the 1930s, cholera.
Yeah.
All right, this is something new. It says in New Hampshire, Massachusetts, residents warned to stop the use of recall refrigerators due to choking hazard. For more information, call 1-888-377-7563. All right, now here's the next one. STD testing is available free in Allentown, Pennsylvania, because of the highest number of cases has just started in that town.
So everybody in Allentown has an STD?
It is at academic rate. For free testing, call the health bureau.
Let's unpack this for a minute. So let's wait a state. Let's unpack this one. So Allentown has the highest STD rate right now?
Yes.
I think it's more people in Philadelphia than it is in Allentown.
Well, when it says Allentown, that's a suburban town. And what happened was this. They have an academic proportion of mostly everybody in the town.
So everybody in the town got STD?
Yes, it's at the highest rate.
So everybody in the town must be doing it to each other then.
Well, all you had to do is catch it, and it's spread from place to place.
No. You got to get it from somebody.
That's right. I see it spreading.
Yeah,
STD.
Then you
got
to give it to somebody else. And that's how you spread
well,
it.
Well, listen, Allentown is a small
It ain't that small. But it's a good amount of people there, though. It ain't like there's only 10 people and they all have sex with each other.
We does have a great amount of people, and that great amount of people now has STD.
I know.
And they're asking people to come get tested.
Yeah, so they go out of town, go other places, and they start spreading that STD all over.
That's right. That's why they're trying to stop it now.
Wow, don't go to Allentown unless you want to get an STD.
All right. The next one is this. The Federal Trade Commission. New rule prohibiting AL use to impersonate government agencies. So that's beginning to be a problem now. All right, now, Arizona communities sink after Saudi Arabia pumps water out of the state. Saudi Arabia owns water pumps Arizona, and they are pumping the water out of Arizona and sending it underground to Saudi Arabia. Now, Arizona is sinking because they don't have no water. All right.
Yeah.
Now, millions of veterans exposed to Orange.
Agent Orange
are now eligible for VA health care March the 5th. They can start going to get benefits.
Yeah, but you know how many? This is from like the damn 70s. So if you had it this long, damn, it's 2020. They was waiting for everybody to die. That's what they was doing.
I believe so because Uncle Jimmy had it, and he kept going there, and they kept saying they didn't have no funds. It wasn't no such thing as Agent Orange, and they didn't know the side effects, and they didn't know this and that. And it just broke your health down.
Well, like I said, it was the 70s, so.
That's correct.
And most of those. 2024, and y'all still ain't give every single person who was in the service in that war who got sprayed with that stuff some money, health care by now, they would be dead.
Yes, and old.
Yeah, and still dead. Old, dead,
the average person that fought in that war at least was 18 to 20 years old. They're now 50 and 60.
No, they're older than that because 1970s all the way to 2024 is almost 50 years. So
it is 50 years. And look how old these people are.
Right, so if they was 18 back then, if you add 50 to 18, that's about...
That's correct.
70, 80.
That's right.
Yeah. Some of them are probably like 85.
And now, after they found out about it, you didn't had so many side effects.
Yeah, they knew about
and
that.
And bad
shit.
Health.
I'm going to say.
And now that money that you're going to get ain't going to make you well.
So this is what I'm going to say. I'm going to say that they knew about the Agent Orange since 2000. So that was 24 years ago. So this is my question for this, because I had a topic tonight. But I'm going to ask this question. Should people still go in the military knowing that at the end you can be like that Cape Cap Luzerne drinking water and washing the water that is going to kill you, cause you cancer, can cause birth defects? Should you go into the service, yes or no? Knowing that is either you're going to go get the money or get the bill, go to college, or no, you're not going to go in there, kill people, risk your life. Because once you get disfigured, I heard a lot of them people come home disfigured, got a lot of bad problems.
Well, I would say this.
So the question was, do you think people still should go into service?
Well,
yes or no?
No, I don't. I would not tell none of my sons to go to no service. Especially the conditions of the military now is deplorable. Anytime they are in a condition where they infested with rats, roaches, and bed bugs.
That sound like the projects almost.
And the government won't clean that up. The food is so bad they have to go out from the base to eat and spend their own money. Those are deplorable conditions. And yet,
they can send money to Ukraine and all these other places.
Well, I feel like this.
Well, they get a lot of Army money, too. They get a lot of money. It's a budget for the Army. They get a lot of money. They shouldn't be living like that.
No, you shouldn't. Listen, the military, okay? People is considering it as a job. It's better than not having nothing, okay? So my thought is this. I had the thought that you need to search out, you need to consider a job that will benefit you.
Well, if you don't have a job, at least you ain't got to worry about getting blown up by no mines or being disfigured by a RPU or being shot at or shot off arm, body parts, legs. If you're unemployed, you don't have to go through all that. So that is one good thing about being unemployed. Now, once again, going into the service, you're risking a lot, even your life.
Well, some people are patriotic and they feel that this is their duty.
Right. So what I'm saying is, if you got kids at home, should you risk your life, be patriotic, get killed, and then now we got a single parent?
Well,
we got enough of them. At one point, do we stop having so many?
When the military stopped being the military.
But that ain't going to never happen, because you always going to need the military, because if you don't, them other little countries are going to attack you. Yeah, but I don't want to say you got to make the immigrants put them in the service, but we are allowing a lot of immigrants in the country, and right now, if they want to work, that is work for them to go into service.
Well, I will say this. Back in the day, when the military was slack in having a personnel, they used to go to the Penal Institute.
Oh, they can't do that no more.
And say to them, we'll give you a free pardon if you come back.
Yeah, but see, they don't do that no more. They want them to serve their time. They don't want them to go out there and get killed.
Okay.
Especially them people on death row, you can't trust them because they might not come back anyway.
And the Penal Institute got to make money off of the people that's inside of it. And if they lose their business.
Because the Penal Institute is a big business.
Okay.
Yeah, you can make license plates for PennDOT. That's a big contract. I mean, they make a lot of stuff in there. And the labor, they ain't paying that full price for that labor.
They ain't paying nothing for it. It's free.
No, they got to give them $1 an hour or something, they said.
Well, that's free.
Well, it would be slavery if it was no money at all, but, you know, they want to make it so that y'all are getting paid.
Okay. Well, here's the next one. GameStop Holdings. Huge 50% off sale on PS5, PS4, Xboxes, and Switch games.
Yeah, for real? I'm going to check them out. That's not a bad deal. That's a pretty good deal.
Well, they say they got to get rid of the stuff in the stores.
Oh, okay.
The next one is they're asking people that they should. It is a recall. It says, do not eat forbidden pink berries. They are made out of bacteria. And that was it. There's a lot that people should think about. Number one, in May is the beginning of the election. You should know who you're voting for and why. And do not take celebrities or be influenced by people. Do what you think is best in your own conscience. That's the first one. Number two thing is this. The recalls on Doritos cheese is hazardous. If you eat it, you'll die. They can't even get you to the hospital in time.
And cheesy cheese what? Doritos?
That's right.
I never heard of them.
I just told you.
Yeah, I know you just said it, but I never heard of them.
Tangy cheese flavored Doritos.
Yeah, I only eat Cool Ranch, so I never heard of it. I didn't know they had no tangy whatever.
Cheese. If they do not eat that, call the police and go directly to the hospital.
Wow, that's not good.
All right, the next one is people be aware of Congress shutdown. They're preparing for a shutdown now.
Yeah, they said that last month. I think that in December, too.
Say that again?
They've been saying that in December and January.
Yes, well, now they add another milestone, March the 17th. So, people ought to get prepared for the partial shutdown. So that means that a lot of things, a lot of buildings, a lot of employees will not get paid. They will be laid off. State workers, state facilities will be closed. State help will be stopped. So be prepared for these things.
All right,
that's it for me.
All right, my question is, I just want to know, I want to ask the audience and everybody listening here one question. This is my question. Because I know it's 2024, and I know how I was when I was younger and what I seen and lived through. I want to know, my question is, In 2024, how do you discipline children now?
I would say this. Discipline now is different than what it was years ago. Now they want you to listen to these fresh mouth person, disrespectful, no authority children to tell you what they will do and what they won't do and how long they gonna do it.
Oh yeah, they do that too.
Now, the Bible says if you spoil a child, they will bring you to an open shame. And that's what it is. The body was created to have on the buttocks an excess amount of flesh that could be, should be spanked. To let that individual know this is not what you should do, when you're supposed to do it, and obey. Now, the Bible tells you, honor thy mother and father, and thy days shall be long. Now, honor don't mean that you have to agree with the parent, but give anybody that's older than you common decency and respect is due.
Yeah, respect. That's the biggest thing.
Now, any time a two-year-old that you're feeding, you're clothing, and providing a home for tell you what they will and will not do, it is time to use the paddle and put it on the buttocks where the flesh is made a little bit more thicker to rule and reign. Because anybody and everybody that takes care of anything that you had to feed, clothe, and take care of that's under 18 that gives you that much mouth need to have their own place. So they can rule comfortably and successfully and be their own person. Okay? Now, you send those lovely individuals to school. They stand up and tell a teacher or anybody in authority what their parents said that you can and cannot and will not do to them. But the parent don't see how these lovely individuals is doing in school. Now, if they doing that to a person of authority, what will they do to you?
I don't know. That's what my question was. In 2024, how do you discipline children now? I don't know how to do it, so I'm asking.
They have laws and regulations. You're supposed to tell them a timeout.
Okay, so what is a timeout for people who don't know?
Go somewhere and sit down until you can get yourself together. Or you kill me, hurt me, or I won't be here to tell nobody.
Okay.
Or I can call the police on you. And they will lock you up. And I won't have nobody tell me what to do in this house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay.
Yeah, because I didn't understand, so I was trying to understand.
Well, I hope I explained it to you thus far.
Yeah, because I was just asking for the audience. Like, I want them to send me a response. Let me know what anybody who was on this previously. If you want to get on there and you think you got an answer for it, get on there and give me the answer. Because I just want the answer what people want. I just want to know what people want to know. Because I don't see how you can do it. And be successful with it.
Okay, I can say this. Anytime you go to a store such as Walmart and you see a toddler tearing up the place, should you or should you not do something? And if you do, what will you do? And if that is your child, how do you handle that situation as a parent, grandparent, or great-grandparent, or father, or grandfather, or uncle, or cousin?
Yeah, I don't really know, because there's a lot of stuff going on.
So we're asking the public for their opinion of how this situation can be, should be done.
Because my answer is, I don't think that these people are really
Well, I feel like this. If the Bible tell you don't spoil a child or spare a rod, that's good enough for me. If he says that children will bring you to an open shame, that's what they doing.
All right, sir.
And discipline.
News break live. We got a triple shooting in North Philadelphia.
We now?
Yep. It's live. They're saying it right now. I happen to have the news on tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know what block this is, though. I'm trying to see. It look real, real familiar. I guess they're going to say it. I couldn't hear. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Well, a lot of the violence that these little individuals provide is hurting not only themselves, but people. Just like they have now for that 6-year-old shooter that shot up that school. His parents are incarcerated.
Oh, yeah, because...
And they're going to do...
Yeah, they're going to do some time.
And the little person is in foster care.
I mean, he's going to jail, right? I mean, he's going to be in this little facility for a while.
We get 18.
Yeah.
But how these parents going to be there for over 5 or 10 years?
Yeah, they ain't going to see him no more by the time they see him.
Sure
right
ain't.
They might be dead. They might be dead. Because they got to be old. They might not even be alive 10 years from now.
And then what happened to the child?
I don't know.
He in foster care.
They destroyed their whole family.
Okay.
They did.
So was it?
They shouldn't have bought that.
Was it better to discipline him when he was younger and tell him spank his hands, spank his butt, and show him the way not to do it, or correct him when he was younger?
I mean, I believe in spanking. I think that timeout stuff don't work. They just looking at you looking at them, they looking at you looking at them. They time out, as soon as they get out time out, they're going to go right back at it.
Well, I would say this. A lot of the grandparents and great-grandparents, their parents did not give them a time out. And a lot of them are not in jail, never been there, or can't go there. But their children are. Because they made a conscious decision, I'm not going to spank you. I'm going to sit here and listen to what you got to say.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them are visiting their children in prison, if they live that long. Only because their parents chastised them and disciplined them to provide for them, don't do this and why. And their parents did not explain to them why. They just knew better. And after they got grown, they made a conscious decision, I'm not going to do my child like that. Well, now your child is serving life imprisonment for killing somebody else's child. And you got to visit them. And that's all I have to say.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to know, like I said, I put the question to the audience and the panel. That was the question. So hopefully tomorrow I get some feedback on it. I don't know how to do it. I don't believe in timeouts, so I don't know how to do it. So
And well, I would say
some of these video games that's got profanity, cussing, shooting, and all kinds of stuff, like, and the video games look real. Some of them look pretty real. And they do everything on there. And they got, well, you know, so.
Well, I would say this. And people would say this. I am your mother. And I did not allow you or your sister to look at stuff that.
Once again, there wasn't no internet neither at that time.
No, but I'm saying this. As I am your parent. And as a parent, you are responsible to raise that child or children in a respectful way.
Mm-hmm.
And to respect people, things, and even themselves and how they carry themselves, how they talk, and what they wear. That I did as a parent. Now, as your parent, what was your opinion after you got grown? Because you are a parent and have been. So it can trickle down. I'm your mother. You now have been a parent. Now, as a parent, you see it what you see it. Now, your children have an obligation to do their choice. And the Bible says the sin fall in the first, second, and third generation. Where people who are not disciplined, are not raised, are not taught, their children will be worse than them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true.
Yeah.
And you don't have to have a timeout for that.
No, you're going to need a timeout.
If you can survive what they're going to do to you.
Yeah, if you survive it.
All right. Now, how many of these children have we heard in the news get a gun?
Oh, a lot of them. They're killing their grandmas and parents now, so.
Okay.
I think it's real, for real. I ain't gonna lie.
Okay. So, was they put on a timeout with a gun?
They might have was.
Okay, well, that's all I had to say. We gonna stop on that. And let people think and get their own opinion. We gave our opinions. Now we want the people to get their opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At least think about what we said, because we both are parents.
Yeah. We can wrap it up.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah, we can wrap it up. Right on that note.
All right, that's what we're going to do. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for giving us the use and activity of our limbs. Thank you how you just was able to keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger, known and unknown. And as we prepare to go to sleep tonight, I pray that you will continually do that. Remember those that are sick, wherever they may be, God. Heal, deliver, and set free in the name of Jesus. And those who hear our broadcast, touch and agree for your healing, your deliverance, and you being made whole for those that are in your household, those that are out of your household and your family in the name of Jesus. Because God's word says any truth would touch and agree, it shall be done. Now, Lord, send your word that's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword to institutions such as hospitals, nursing homes, prisons, and mental institutes. Lower temperatures, regulate heart, regulate pressure and sugar. Remember those in ICU who the doctors just don't know what to do to them, for them, and what to do by them. Give them wisdom and knowledge how to treat, how to help cooperate with you, Lord, for the healing of the body, mind, soul, and spirit in the name of Jesus. And again tonight, Lord, as we talked about children, that's why, God, you said suffer little children to come to you and forbid them not. Well, God, you have rules and regulations and discipline that you have for all mankind and all humankind. Now, Lord, deal with these parents. Deal with these children. Open their eyes so they can see you. Open their ears so they can hear you. And tenderize their heart to your purpose, plan, and will. Now, Lord God, remember those that are homeless, wherever they may be. Let the city and state continually provide housing that is affordable, convenient, and safe. We have read tonight that cholera is in a cruise ship. Let that cruise ship, God, send adequate help to these people, that they may be healed, delivered, and set free. Show the captains on all these ships what to do, when to do it, and how to aid in the safety of the passengers and their care in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for taking care of us, for we were in many different situations, circumstances, and have problems. And Lord God, those that are in the hour of bereavement, wipe their tears from their eyes and their heart, and let them know that all they have to do is call upon your name, Jesus, and you will heal their broken heart. You will take care of them and walk them through this hour of bereavement in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you for answering prayer and fixing these situations. Lord God, the question tonight was, how do you treat and take care of your children? Now, Lord, the word of God says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask. And I'm asking you, Lord, to show these people what to do, how to do it, to care for the individual children and their care in Jesus' name. And as we end this prayer, I pray, God, that you forgive us of our sins, shortcomings and failures, and apply the blood of Jesus to us, our family, our loved ones in the prayer list. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night.
Amen. Good night.